next case, please.
Case number 10723, Seabreeze LP, southwest of Route 1, intersection of Atlantic and Greenview Avenue, being lot F1 within Sierra Mobile City Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Cindy Surfish, manager, Sierra Village Mobile Home Park.
Address.
19837 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney representing Sierra Village. With me is Cindy Surfish, who was just sworn in, and she is the manager at Sierra Village. Ms. Surfish, if you can, when was Sierra Village, which was then known as Sierra Mobile City, laid out and designed?
That was back in the mid-1960s.
And how does the lot size in Sierra Village compare to the code's minimum requirements of 5,000 square feet in today's code?
They are much smaller.
And generally, the frontage along the street, which the Sussex County's current code requires to be a minimum of 50 feet, how does the frontage along most of the streets in Sierra Village, is it greater or less than 50 feet?
It's less than.
The lot that we are here on today is lot F1, which is in the northwestern corner of the what would be the F and G block on Atlantic and Ocean View, corners of Atlantic and Ocean View Avenue. Are you familiar with that site?
Yes, I am.
And is the site vacant, or is there a home there currently?
The site is currently vacant.
What happened to the home that was there previously?
It was destroyed in this winter's snowstorm. The roof collapsed on the home, and it had to be demolished.
And what size is this lot?
It's just a little over 4,000 square feet, 4,052 square feet.
And its frontage on Atlantic Avenue, how great is that frontage?
Just a tad bit over 30 feet.
Does the proposed home and shed structure for this site, do they fall within the county's 35% lot coverage requirement?
Yes, they do.
There are sheds located on adjacent sites F3 and G2. Do they comply with Sussex County's setback requirements?
No, they don't.
And in fact, the shed on F3 immediately adjacent is right on the property line, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
When you go about selecting a home for a home site like this, what process do you go through and what are the characteristics that you look for?
We look at the size of the site, the shape of the site, how the home will sit and provide a streetscape for the rest of the community, you know, how it sits in relation to the other homes on that block.
And was there any concern about this home being at the corner of Atlantic and Ocean View Avenue?
Yes, because the corners are easily obstructed to traffic, and since it is a corner and there's a cross street, we tried to minimize any obstruction to that corner.
Where will the living quarters for the proposed home, for this home site, be? Near the Atlantic Avenue side or towards the G block side, the rear of the lot where the sheds are located?
The main living area will be toward the G block side, so there'll be no ingress and egress needed on the other side.
There'll be no ingress or egress needed on the Atlantic Avenue side, is that correct?
Correct.
And if you know, where approximately is the rear door for emergency access or egress from the home in the event of an emergency?
It is on the side facing F3, approximately midway down the proposed new home.
And are features like sheds and porches common at Sierra Village with homes?
Yes, they are.
Would it be uncommon and uncharacteristic to not have a shed and a porch?
It would be.
Do you know if the future owners if this is approved, if they intend to have a deck in addition to the proposed shed?
Yes, they eventually would like to have a deck on the front of the home facing Ocean View Avenue.
And will that deck be near the driveway or near the Atlantic Avenue side of the site?
It would be near the driveway end.
And did you have to do anything special with the home in order to configure it in that way?
The placement of the home, according to the survey, is the best for that purpose.
And how about the home? Was the floor plan originally a different floor plan?
It was. Originally, the floor plan, the living quarters were at the Atlantic Avenue end, and we had the manufacturer flip the floor plan for us end to end so that we would have the living area at the G2 end and be able to put the deck eventually on that end.
And will that help so that the deck doesn't obscure traffic or the viewing of traffic when you're on one of the streets, Ocean View or Atlantic Avenue?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it will also leave room. Is there room under the lot coverage requirement for Sussex County's code for that porch?
Yes. Yeah, that thing existing, we're only close to about 25%.
That concludes our presentation, other than I'll address the factors. And as was indicated during testimony, both the size and the shape of the lot are unique in that it is certainly less than 5,000 square feet. It doesn't have 50 feet of frontage along Atlantic Avenue, as would be required by a lot that was newly created under today's code. The variance is necessary to establish a reasonable use of the property with a shed and a home. As was testified to and as the board's aware, due to the number of applications in Sierra Village was laid out in the 1960s prior to the existence of the zoning code. Thus, the situation was not created by the applicant. This is a minimum variance that will allow for the placement of the home, the shed, and a porch in the future that will comply with the requirements of Sussex County's code and also allow for viewing of traffic at the corner intersection of Atlantic Avenue and Ocean View Avenue. And it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As you can see, even from this survey, most of the homes have sheds. And actually, this home will be more compliant than the surrounding homes with respect to the setbacks from the lot lines.
Am I correct that all the variances deal with structures on other lots, not your own setbacks, correct?
That's correct.
And you mentioned a couple times a porch or a deck or something. That's not being requested as part of this application, correct?
No, and I believe that the eventually the owners who are proposing or are planning to purchase this home, when they have the money, intend to add a porch or a deck, and we've tried to leave them with enough room to do that without having to seek a variance.
That's not part of the application,
correct? It is not.
So it does not have a porch, and no, at this time, and no plans to have one?
Not at this moment.
At this moment?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Does the size of this home represent probably the most common size mobile home that you put in the parks now?
That is one of the more popular sizes, yes.
It's 16 by 60, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Do they make them smaller?
Yes.
Do you? How much smaller?
14.
But basically the same length?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I did pass out concerns from Ms. Jeannie Sisk about a porch, but Mr. Hutt addressed that.
Yes.
So
that addressed... That's very well. Thank you. Okay, everyone did get the copy and seen it. Okay. Chair hearing no opposition, I will entertain a motion.
Perhaps we should summarize that email. I believe it basically says that she's questioning why they don't show in the survey the porch on the survey, but that's not proposed or existing right now.
Right.
And the applicant has made it clear that should they decide to put a porch on there, that it would meet the setback requirements.
Right. I'd like to have that added in.
Yes.
That's him. Mr. Burrow, your opinion on that? That's...
Yeah, well, it's not part of the application. I don't think we even have to...
Well, I didn't know games we got, you know, this...
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
You know, I meant just trying to... Okay.
John, I think Mr. Mills summarized it fairly.
Thank you. I know it wasn't on there, but still. Okay.
Asking for a motion?
Yes. Chair will entertain a motion. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. My satisfaction, and I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,723.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,723. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.